with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy, Rick.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we've got Andy from a Hall Street and Wealthy Street Bakery in the studio with us. We want to continue this conversation. He's talked about all the wonderful breads. I've observed when I've been in the store that there's very many dessert related items, and I think that I am not a baker. You said you admitted you weren't either. You just own a couple.
I'm not.
And because here's why: the cooking I do is a little of this, a little of that. The baking is a science, right? You really got to have the right amount of this and that to the ounce to make things come out right. I'm not that cook. I just don't cook that way. And my wife does some baking, but I'm thinking, let's give her a break. Let's talk a little bit about what desserts might be available for me for this upcoming Thanksgiving.
Sure. So for Thanksgiving, we're doing three different types of pies. We do our caramel apple with like a streusel topping, or not streusel, but the Dutch apple, I guess is what it's called. Pecan pie, which is like, I mean, whew, it's legit. It is good.
It's the reason to have Thanksgiving.
And right. Then
it
and
trumps
then,
pumpkin and apple and like then, yeah, 10 times.
And then we do a pumpkin pie too.
But yeah, well, that's
that pecan
a, that's
pie
a have
I tell
to.
You
is yeah, is yeah, you have legit. To do pumpkin yeah. pie, but that's my way down on my list. You nailed it, cuz I was talking to my wife this morning about you coming in. She goes, "Find out if he makes pecan pie."
Yeah.
Because we got to have one
it's
for,
good.
For Thanksgiving.
And that's really good for the diet, too.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah. It's take a wedge and slide the rest of it over yeah. to somebody else. Yeah, right.
And then we also do pumpkin cheesecake bars. So it's like it's like a shortbreadish graham crackery type crust with pumpkin cheesecake
nice.
And stuff. And those are pretty okay.
My wife makes a killer cheesecake. And yeah. I never liked cheesecake until she made it. And now I can appreciate some people's, and I'm sure yours is like spot on.
But yeah, we find a lot of people that get any and all of our pastries that we do all the time for like, you know, the morning of Thanksgiving, the next morning. And then another big time for us is the day before Thanksgiving is the biggest pizza night of the year. And we crank at both locations.
Could it be the biggest bar night maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So I did a wedding for my buddy's kid up north a couple months ago. And at the last minute, I'm picking up my order, and your people are so nice. They had it all ready. And I get ready to leave, and I go, could I get a couple of scones for the bride and groom? I'm thinking the morning after, or, you know, the morning they wake up newlyweds. And I'm telling you, I got them some, like, cranberry almond maybe. And I heard about that weeks later from the bride. She said everything was great, but those scones.
Yeah.
Right.
Those scones. They're our biggest seller, the scones in general.
I can see
why. It's just, they have like a cult following like nobody's business, and it's just good. Like, because people are just used to dry scones or like things that are just shaped like a scone, but
chicks
not actually a scone.
Chicks
you know?
Love scones.
Yeah, chicks love scones.
It's not so
and
much a guy food. The girls
no,
go nuts over them.
We do very well with them. And
I'm very proud of myself, though. Both of them made it up to the wedding.
Not even a
nibble? Because all I could do is just smell them all the way up. I sat them right next to me in the car.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. I am impressed.
Yeah, he's lying. There were four in there
yeah.
when he started.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish. I wasn't that sly.
So we'd be remiss if we didn't touch on something you just mentioned, and then we blew right by it, and that's the pizzas.
Yeah.
This is, I've had the crusts. You know, I have a little pizza oven in my outdoor kitchen. I love to play with it, but I'm not a pro. I just keep perfecting it. But tell us about the pizzas, yeah. Because do you have in both ovens or pizzas in both locations?
Yeah, pizza. So brick lined oven in both locations. Mm.
Such a big deal.
Our pizza dough is made fresh every day. You come and you can take it home too, just if you want to make the dough yourself, like you were just talking about.
Right.
So do you sell it in like balls
yeah,
wrapped
it's a dough
in
ball?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're only like $3 or something like that.
So do you also sell the blanks where you'll like form them out and run them through a roller and have the little
no,
pre-built
we
crust?
Make you work a little bit.
Okay.
But no, our dough is super easy to work with.
It is. It is.
It's damn near foolproof. Whether you're using like I've done a million of them on the green egg, I've done it in a basic oven. you know.
Tell us about when you do them on your green egg.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I've done it both pizza stone, you know, with a stone on there.
Right.
With the inverter is what I usually use. Or even without the pizza stone. Like
offset
our dough
plate, they call it.
Yeah, our dough is just, it's so easy to use. Even just on a perforated pizza, you know, round sheet.
But I'm more interested to know, do you like ever grill both sides before you build your pizza?
I don't do both sides. I've like par baked it or half baked the dough before.
Right.
Because
that's what I'm
depending
thinking.
On yeah, that's the safer route.
Because if
go.
You're gonna
because
use a lot of sauce.
Sometimes you can get too dark on your bottom while your top's not done. So yeah, that I do find
Conrad's
that
had that problem.
The half baking is a little bit more foolproof.
So green egg, that's a Kamado grill for our listeners, and they're round like an egg, and there's a deflector plate that separates the fire from the grate. You're probably using that, or that would be what the pizza stone does if you don't have one of those. But what kind of charcoal are you? Are you lump charcoal? Are you using briquettes? Okay, so we use lump too, so it's hotter.
Yeah.
Right, is where I was going. Approximately how long is that pizza? I mean, the fire is a fire with lump. It's going to burn 1,100-1,200 degrees. You got something deflecting the heat, so it's not direct over it. But approximately how long are those pizza crusts taking you to get ready? And the whole pizza, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, from start to finish, like 8 minutes.
Yeah,
if you got,
exactly.
If you got
so
your fire
where
you want
it. Your pizza and using a spit, I think you call it.
Yeah.
And then sliding it onto a ceramic stone.
Yep.
You had that on there getting hot before
correct.
You.
Yep.
That's the key.
Because if you put it on, if you put it on, peel. If you put it on cold, I've tried that before, and then you end up needing to buy a new pizza stone.
Yeah, because it sticks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because it gets too hot and it'll crack too. Oh. And
say that again.
So you want to warm your stone with everything else. Otherwise, if you're putting a cold stone on your 800-900 degree grill, you'll crack your stone most times.
Right. It's too quick of a temperature change. You can't have that high heat hitting the bottom of a cold stone.
It'll, so you put crack. Your stone on while you're lighting your fire? Is that what you're saying?
No, I got my fire started. Let's say I'm up to like 300-400 degrees, which isn't where I'm going to cook at. Right. I'm going to want to get it to 500-800 degrees. I'll put it on there once I get the coals organized a little bit. Spread it a little bit, put my stone on there, let that warm up for even 5-10
shut
minutes.
Shut your lid for 10-15 minutes.
Yeah, just so you're not going from room temp. Room temp to 800 is the key.
Okay.
Yeah. And it'll come up to temperature, and then, you know, if you've got an infrared thermometer, I mean, those are cheap. You can get one of those for $20. You get a really good one at Thermapen. But if you got one of those, you could tell. And again, you want the stone is as important as the ambient temperature when you're making a pizza, because
so
you want the stone hot.
So if I'm going into Wealthy Street or Hall Street Bakery, and I want to get a pizza to go,
how long
is it going to take?
As far as us cooking for you?
Yeah.
If you place an order, we should have it ready in like 17 minutes from start to finish.
So just
depending
enough,
on how busy
we are. Do you serve beer there?
Oh, yeah.
So you just
locations.
One beer and you're done enough.
Yeah, it's the perfect setup.
Why
and then,
not go?
During happy hour every day, we do happy hour from 4 to 7. It's 30% off pizzas and $1 off beer and wine. So,
and we haven't been there for happy hour yet.
Right. Yeah.
So if you're, you know, you're
happy to say we're going.
What
wife,
time does happy hour start?
4 to 7 each
good.
Night.
Good. So by
your
6
wife
o'clock,
can drop
I got to be
off.
Done.
Yeah, your wife can drop you off and we'll babysit you for a few hours. And,
been done before?
Yeah.
Usually it's the other way around in Bob's house, though.
Yeah.
Dropping her off somewhere, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, don't
anyway,
say that while she's gone.
So Andy, tell everybody where your stores are at.
Yeah, so we've got the Wealthy Street Bakery location. That's 610 Wealthy. It's closest big intersection is College and Wealthy. And then the Hall Street Bakery location is right on the corner of Hall and Fuller.
Right.
Yeah.
I have not been to the Hall Street yet.
You got to check it out. It's
I should big. Because I'm so impressed with the Wealthy Street. But I'll give you a heads up when you're trying to find the Wealthy Street. That district is very, very busy with pedestrian traffic.
Yeah.
So you got to go really slow
because
those people don't care about cars.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Andy, thanks so much for joining us. And I love the fact that we get to work together. And I'm looking forward to serving a bunch of your stuff at my holiday tables as we're getting into this season where we entertain more. But appreciate you coming in. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Great to see you.
All right, coming up next, we got Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. It's the fresh turkey. Stick with us. We'll be back.